It's an interesting moment, I think mostly because of the Me Too movement, that there's suddenly a rush and it's much more in vogue to have a woman on the podium. So this pleases me tremendously, but it also makes me very, very nervous because I think that it's really important that we are vigilant about our progress and our capacity and our skill so that every woman that ends up on the podium has had the opportunity to really develop her skills and isn't just pushed into it too early. That's what I'm starting to see now because there's a rush on the part of managements to want women on their rosters because there's a request from many orchestras for women conductors. And I don't want it just to become something that's fashionable because something that's fashionable always goes out of style. I would say, though, that the real turning point will come when more women are music directors and in the leading role and making the decisions. I think that that is still a real barrier. And I think when we see that happen, we'll know that we've turned that corner. We call it music director in the United States, but over here it's often called principal conductor. So it's the leading figure that's going to set the vision for the orchestra, set the programs, decide who the guest conductors will be, have input into all the guest artists, you know, really formulating the artistic profile and the vision for the orchestra for a period of time for their tenure, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. Then I think we'll start to really see women engaged in an important way.